All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And at D-Line Tax and Books, they ask you, what if you received your refund today? What would you do with your money? Call D-Line Tax and Books. We'll make sure you get the refund you deserve. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is official as the Wichita State Shockers are leaving the Missouri Valley Conference and joining the American Athletic Conference. And this is a move right here that completely centers around men's basketball. Why? Because the Shockers have been dominating the Missouri Valley Conference. They've made the NCAA tournament in each of the past 6 years, which included a trip to the Final Four in 2013, but the Shockers have not been getting the benefit of the doubt when it comes to seeding on Selection Sunday, and that comes down to the strength of the Missouri Valley Conference compared to other leagues. You look at 2015, the Shockers entered the NCAA tournament as a 7 seed. In 2016, they had to go to a play-in game, and they were an 11 seed, and they still were able to advance to the Sweet 16. And then this season, they were a 10 seed, and I mean, they were able to get past Dayton in the first round, but then they had their hands full with the Kentucky Wildcats in the second round and ultimately lost. I mean, even going back to Wichita State's trip to the Final Four in 2013, they were a 9 seed. Now, they got the benefit of the doubt in 2014 as they were a number 1 seed heading into the NCAA tournament due to the fact that they were undefeated, but they faced Kentucky, and Kentucky got hot, and the rest is history. Now, you look at this move here, and you look at Greg Marshall, who is the head basketball coach at Wichita State, and, you know, there have been some other big programs that have tried to lure him away, but he has decided to stay pat, and I think this move right here for Wichita State joining the AAC is a move that is more than likely to keep Marshall with the team for a much longer time, because you're talking about Wichita State going to the AAC, more money, a bigger TV deal, and more quality programs that they're going to face. And I mean, let's not take anything away from Wichita State in the Missouri Valley. They tried to get teams to schedule home and homes, but nobody wanted to go there and face them in a home and home series. And that was the big thing that hurt them in their scheduling. I mean, this is a quality team, a quality program. You see the players that they have put in the NBA recently, and I'm talking about Ron Baker, Fred VanVleet, and of course Klay Anthony Early, and all of these guys were big in the Shockers making the Final Four a few years ago. Now, how this looks for the American Athletic Conference now? You only had SMU and Cincinnati make the NCAA tournament this past year, as the overall strength of the conference was not that high. You look at the Connecticut Huskies, who are looking to rebound. They dealt with a ton of injuries this season, and that really hurt their chances, and it also weakened the conference. I expect Memphis under head coach Tubby Smith to be better. You look at Central Florida, who made the NIT finals this year. You look at the Houston Cougars, led by Kelvin Sampson, and you also have the likes of Tulane, who could turn around eventually under head coach Mike Dunleavy. So this is a strong conference if everything comes into play. I look at the AAC. It's still going to be underrated. I think it could be strong next season. I think it might be a little underrated due to the fact that, of course, people are going to look at the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, and the SEC, and the Big East as far as being better basketball conferences than the American. But the way to go out there and get respect is beat people, and Wichita State has been doing that for the past few years, and I guarantee you they will get even more respect now. Now, what's left or what's next for the Missouri Valley Conference? I'm not sure if they would reach out to another mid-major and try to get them to come on board, because it's a situation in the past few years. The Missouri Valley has now lost both both Wichita State and Creighton. Of course, Creighton left the Missouri Valley a few years ago to join the Big East Conference, and they have not looked back. But the Missouri Valley Conference has to find a way to rebound from this. I mean, Illinois State lost their head coach this season after they went 28-7, and they went 17-1 in the conference. So I'm not sure where the Missouri Valley goes, but I mean, they've been the bracket buster for so long, and they're going to take a step back because they're losing their powerhouses. So it's going to be interesting to see what the powers to be within that conference do to try to save some face and get themselves back as being a potential power threat to the big boys in the landscape of college basketball. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NFL draft. You can also check me out tomorrow night, same time. This time I'll be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.